Best crackling whole cake. It tastes so good, I can't wait to dip my plate. She cooking ham hocks and some white egg or beef. She cooking turnip greens and macaroni and cheese. Get on out of my way, got ease up to that pot. I like my cornbread while it's still piping hot. I love this food, I can't get enough. Stick your hand down my plate, you'll draw back enough. I'm back in 1978. Gotta call me trying to steal a pork chop off the plate. Scratch the back, then I gave him a little sass. Quick whipped out the bell, started whooping on my ass. Tell somebody what this fool can do. You can dog your ass and I turn it black and blue. So all you can, hand me your own supper. You let that fool do the talking, the truth gonna get you. We'll be right back. I know y'all was getting nasty, but I didn't know y'all had to get ugly about it. Speaking of nasty, this song is a tribute to my wonderful grandmother who tried to hit me for so many years to good cooking, you know, good eating when I was a little kid. I ate it under protest. I don't want to eat none of that white acre pea, fresh corn out of the garden, fresh okra, fried chicken, mudfish croquettes. I know y'all don't know what that is. It's actually good. But mudfish croquettes is a cheap man's salmon croquette. Mudfish is them fish you throw back when you go fishing, them little prehistoric looking dinosaur fish at home in Florida. My grandmother don't throw, ain't no fish going back in the water, man. I don't give a, you could catch a goldfish. It's getting cooked somehow, smoked fish bread or something. I didn't want all that. I wanted to go to McDonald's and Pizza Hut because, yeah, I was dumb. I was young. But the older I got, the wiser I got in that respect. So my grandmother gave me, before she flew away home, she gave me a box of recipes. She gave a box of recipes to a man that can't boil water. So, but I'm on one of these days. I put blackberry cobbler on the internet a long time ago, but I'm gonna put all of them up there eventually. Just as soon as I get around to doing Twitter and Facebook and all that other shit I don't do, never. Hey, I ain't talking bad about it. I'm just too lazy, man. You got the wrong guy. That's too much trouble. Tweet that, okay, what do I do? Well, first you got, never mind. That's too much work. I'd love to hear my grandmother talk to her about Twitter. Twitter? My grandmother, I kid you not, we were watching the Super Bowl the year that Paul McCartney did the Super Bowl halftime show. My grandmother, she watched the whole thing, kind of bothering her head, and she looked at me and she said, "Who the hell was that?" And I said, that's Paul McCartney. "Who the hell is he?" I said, "He was in the Beatles." And she said, "Who the hell are the Beatles?" I was like, "Never mind, Granny. I ain't gonna bring up the internet or email or Twitter to you." So, anyhow, I'm gonna sing one more verse here in tribute to the wonderful food she cooked for me, all of us, as kids, as young as coming up. Oh yeah, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Somebody, I got you. Give that man a beer right there. Give that man a beer. Ah! Only man in the whole crowd that sang it, but a lot of y'all probably don't know the words, so I'll do it this time. 1, 2, 1, 2. I love smoked mullet. Hush puppies and grits. Somebody help me, man. I done got lost. I love them catfish and I love them popcorn shrimp. All right, now which one? Turnip greens, okay. I love fried chicken and I love them turnip greens. I love black eyed peas and them lima beans. Oh, yeah.